At 7:05, we have 68 degrees and some rainfall still coming down here in Atlantic. We picked up 2 inches of rainfall here at the KJN studios already, with more coming down. Messina reported 1.08 inches of rainfall overnight as well. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Friday of 2 Lincoln, Nebraska residents for vehicle theft after a traffic stop. At approximately 8 p.m., deputies stopped a black 2006 Chevy Cobalt on southbound Interstate 29 near the 21-mile marker. During the traffic stop, it was discovered the vehicle was just reported stolen from a car dealership in Lincoln, Nebraska, after the occupants failed to return after a test drive. Officers then arrested 33-year-old Kimberly J. Kaufman and 32-year-old Timothy S. White, both of Lincoln, Nebraska. They were charged with second-degree theft, a Class D felony. Charges are pending in Nebraska, and both individuals are being held on $5,000 bond. The field representative for the company charged with rebuilding Highway 6 or 7th Street here in Atlantic reports that work continues on the project and more activities are planned for the week of July 13th through the 17th. Among the scheduled portions of the project is finishing the installation of a modified base and paving steel from Pine to Cherry Streets. The base is what forms the foundation for the laying of forms and the Portland cement concrete pavement. The laying of that from Pine to Cherry Street on the north is expected, with 25 feet in width, which is expected to begin Wednesday or Thursday. Subgrade preparation and installation of a subdrain, the placement of a modified base from Cherry Street to the EPA zone near Plum Street, and the pouring of cement at Spruce Street North intersection and PCC taper from Olive to Spruce. Among the work that's been accomplished this past week included subgrade prep and installation of subdrain completed between Pine and Cherry, and installation of most of the modified base from Pine to Mulberry Streets. The Cass County Sheriff's Office wants the public to be aware of a phone scam that was reported to the office Friday. Officials say someone called an individual in the county claiming to be from the office that administrates their pension fund. The scammer claimed the reporting party had been overpaid from the pension fund and owed money back, but declined to allow the caller to stop at the pension office. The sheriff's office advises that if you receive a call that sounds as though it could be valid, do your homework. Ask for information by mail, and if you are able to, find a number on your own for the place that is allegedly contacting you to verify the validity of the call. Des Moines police are investigating a road rage case that ended in a man firing a gun at a sport utility vehicle. KCCI-TV reports the incident happened Thursday afternoon when a couple and their children were returning home. The father, who asked that his name not be used, told police another driver cut off his SUV. The SUV driver yelled that the other driver should be more careful, prompting him to yell back and then follow the SUV. The SUV driver parked so that the other man couldn't see where they lived, and the other man yelled about wanting to fight. When the SUV driver stepped out, the other driver retrieved a gun from his car and shot the SUV twice near the windshield. Police are investigating that case. The state has posted advisories cautioning Iowans to stay away from 11 state park beaches this summer due to toxic blue-green algae blooms. The rapid growth of algae, usually caused by an excess of phosphorus and nitrogen running off of farms and sometimes from sewage treatment plants and stormwater drains. Algae blooms can result in the release of harmful toxins that can make people sick and be deadly for pets and other animals. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has posted 14 swimming advisories cautioning Iowans to stay out of the water at 11 state parks so far this summer. And Lake Darling in Brighton, Pine Lake near Eldora, Red Haw Lake near Sheridan, and West Twin Lake near Kanawha are among those posted for the first time. The trial of a former lottery security officer accused of fixing the Hot Lotto game in 2010 to get himself a winning ticket worth millions may not start Monday as scheduled. State prosecutors on Friday filed a motion asking the judge in the case to delay the trial of Eddie Tipton. The 51-year-old former multi-state lottery employee is charged with 2 counts of fraud. Tipton denies he altered the number-generating computer that picks Hot Lotto numbers and says he didn't buy the winning ticket in Des Moines on December 23rd of 2010. Assistant Attorney General Rob Sand cites a flurry of motions by Tipton's attorney as a reason to delay. Tipton's attorney Dean Stauer says Tipton looks forward to letting a jury decide the case based on the evidence. Authorities in Guthrie County reported on Thursday that they are on the lookout in the Stewart, Dexter, Redfield, Greenfield, and DeSoto areas for a man wanted on warrants for escape and a parole violation. According to the sheriff's office, 30-year-old Joseph L. LeClaire, Jr. was last seen on foot near the intersection of White Pole Road and Highway 25 in Guthrie County Wednesday evening. He evaded a three-hour search by law enforcement by entering a cornfield. LeClaire was serving time on a criminal mischief conviction when he escaped on May 18th. He was also wanted on an outstanding arrest warrant issued in Guthrie County for parole violation and a warrant out of Polk County for escape from Fort Des Moines. The charges stem from a case involving a motorcycle stolen last year in Guthrie County. Anyone with information on LeClaire's whereabouts asked to contact the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. You can remain anonymous when you call. A man arrested in May in connection with the death of his three-year-old daughter in southwest Iowa has officially been charged with first-degree murder. The Taylor County Attorney's Office announced Thursday that the charge was added against 25-year-old Charles Hall on July 2nd. Hall and his girlfriend, 25-year-old April Claire, were both arrested in late May on charges of child endangerment in connection with the death of Janiah King. And authorities responded to a 911 call at a residence in Bedford on May 22nd. Janiah was found unresponsive and later pronounced dead. A full autopsy is pending, but her death has been ruled a homicide. And now taking a look here this morning at your funeral announcements. Janice Schubert, age 94, died March 23rd. Joseph Schubert, Jr., age 95, died December of 2014. The couple were residents of Lakewood, Colorado, and formerly of Wyota. A committal service of cremains for Janice and Joe Schubert will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. A time for family and friends will follow at the Buck Run Lodge at Anita. Naomi M. Larson, age 88, of Audubon, died on Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Naomi Larson will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Glee I. Huey, age 90, of Audubon, died on Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Glee Huey will be held Monday at 3 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Opal Smith, age 91, of Griswold and formerly of Elliott, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Opal Smith will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Elliott United Methodist Church in Elliott, and Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements. This 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.